Well, tonight our West Coast broadcast is coming down to a photo finish. A recent study says taking selfies could offer more than just instant gratification. Here's Maria Villarreal in Los Angeles.
Make a pose.
Jackie Kyler is a self-proclaimed selfie fanatic.
There is an art form to selfie taking, correct?
Yeah, you gotta up. Okay. You know, so because you can't have the double chin.
You don't want the double chin?
No.
Okay, all right, which I don't want.
Okay.
The Indiana native was in Los Angeles for less than 2 days and had already taken 60 selfies.
So what is it about the selfie that makes you so happy?
You just want to document everything that you're doing and send it out to everybody so they can see.
Kyler is not alone. Selfie mania is everywhere, whether you're an A-list celebrity or just feel like one. A new selfie study from the University of California, Irvine says taking more smiling selfies increases your chances of happiness.
41 students spent 4 weeks taking selfies and then reporting their moods. Over time, they noticed an obvious change. They were happier and more confident, and that mood lasted the entire day, even when they fake smiled.
So you can convince yourself that you're happy.
You can engage in the act of being happy.
USC Associate Professor Mark Marino incorporates selfies in one of his writing classes.
This kind of self-reflection helps people to identify both features, both who they want to see themselves as and who they're communicating themselves to be.
Psychologist and UCLA Associate Professor Yelda Uhls warns too many selfies could be too much of a good thing.
When we grew up, we took pictures of other people, of places. We reflected out instead of reflecting in.
So whether you take selfies with a stick or the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, you can.
A little bit of,
okay. One, two, three. There you go.
The key is self-control. Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, Los Angeles.